you're all quiet, we may as well begin. Advent is a time of anticipation. For us, it's only a matter of a few weeks. But for the Old Testament believers, it was a matter of hundreds of years. Of course, they didn't know how long it was going to last. But ever since King David ruled, the people connected the coming of the Messiah to the Son of David that was promised, who would rule over the kingdom forever. And so every time a new Son of David appeared on the throne in Jerusalem, they were wondering, could this be the one? Could this be the one that would save our people and bring in that glorious kingdom? When King Joash was killed by his servants, his 25-year-old son Amaziah became the king. Would this be the one through whom God would save his people? Well, we read about him in 2 Chronicles chapter 25. It says, he did what was right in the sight of the Lord. That sounds very promising, but then we read, but not with a loyal heart. So King Amaziah was just about the way we are, an imperfect human being. He was a believer in God's Messiah, but sometimes he had divided loyalty. He put other things above God and his promises. And so, he's just like us in that way. Well, let's read about him. Very early in his reign, he did something that was good. He obeyed a specific word of God as given by God to Moses. We are told that he executed his servants who had murdered his father, the king. Now, certainly this is what a ruler ought to do. In the fear of God, he ought to punish criminals for their crimes. And that's what he did do. But so often in those days, the rulers would go beyond what was required. And they would kill not only the perpetrators of the crime, but also all of their relatives and friends. But King Amaziah was careful to do just exactly what God had commanded. The Bible says he did not execute their children, but did as is written in the law in the book of Moses, saying the fathers shall not be put to death for their children, nor shall the children be put to death for their fathers, but a person shall die for his own sin. Another good thing that Amaziah did as the ruler of his people was to gather an army together to protect his people, for certainly that's the duty of a ruler, to protect the citizens of the country. And so we read that he found among his own people 300,000 choice men able to go to war, who could handle spear and shield. But in this connection, we see a weakness in Amaziah, because he was not satisfied with these 300,000 soldiers in his army. He decided that he needed more soldiers instead of trusting that the Lord would provide through the means that he had given him. So he went up to the northern kingdom of Israel and hired 100,000 soldiers there from that country. And he paid them 100 talents of silver. Now immediately God sent a prophet to Amaziah, warning him that this was not a good idea. The prophet said, O king, do not let the army of Israel go with you, for the Lord is not with Israel, not with any of the children of Ephraim. But if you go, be gone. Be strong in battle, even so God shall make you fall before the enemy. For God has power to help and to overthrow. At this point, Amaziah showed his weakness, his divided loyalty, because he said, "What shall I do about the 100 talents which I have given to the troops of Israel?" In other words, Amaziah was saying something like this to God: "What do you mean, Lord, that I shouldn't have these 100,000 Israelites in my army? I've already paid them 100 talents of silver. Do you want me to lose all of that money?" Well, you see, Amaziah should have realized what was right, because the prophet had said to him, "God has power to help and to overthrow." In other words, he should have trusted in the Lord. But he was concerned about that, losing that money. And I think we can all relate to that. The prophet answered with words that we always ought to remember when we're concerned about losing money because we're obeying the word of God. The prophet said, "The Lord is able to give you much more than this." As if to say, you're worried about 100 talents of silver? Don't you know who I am? I am your Lord and God. I have access and control over all the money in the whole world. You're worried about 100 talents of silver? I can give you much more than this. I can give you everything that you need, everything that is good for you to have. And Amaziah did listen to the prophet then, and he discharged the troops that had come to him from Ephraim to go back home. And in the short run, this seemed to be a very stupid thing for him to do. He had paid out the 100 talents of silver. The soldiers from Israel were expecting to fight for him. And now he sends them all home. And they became very angry and caused problems. It says here, "Their anger was greatly aroused against Judah, and they returned home in great anger." So sometimes obedience to the Lord's word seems like the most foolish thing to do. It's stupid to throw away that kind of money. That's what the world thinks, and that's what our own flesh thinks. It's so hard for us to remember God's word that we should put our trust in Him and do what He says, and He will make it come out right. It would have been better if Amaziah had obeyed with a loyal heart. He was still too much concerned about the things of this world. And of course, that's what the lesson for us is in this Advent season and at Christmas time, and I suppose every other time. What is the priority in our lives? Are we willing to give up money, friends, and whatever there might be that is important to us for the sake of following the Word of God? Well, Amaziah had to learn that God is the highest priority, and as far as money is concerned, that's never a problem with God. He owns everything there is in the whole world, all the gold and silver, and He can use it as He pleases. And if He thinks that we need it and we ought to have it, He'll give it to us. Let us sing hymn 425, stanzas 1 and 5.